This is Twit.
Here comes Hurricane Dicky. Everybody, heaven on the seventh floor. Dick DiBartolo is here. You better be on the seventh floor. Those storm surges are going to go up at least a couple of stories.
I put five extra chains on the mirrored ball. That is going... That is not
Hurricane
going anywhere.
Hurricane Henri.
Yeah.
My wife corrected me. I said, is Hurricane Henry coming? She says, it's Henri. I said, oh, bien sûr. Is Hurricane Henri coming? But I'm making light of this, but that's tomorrow, right? Hurricane's hitting the East Coast.
Yeah,
my mom's
tomorrow.
In Rhode Island. She's going to get hit. You're in Manhattan. But, you know, you're near the boat basin there, right? Are you at sea level?
Yeah. Well, fortunately, my apartment, you have to come up like three flights of stairs.
Oh, you're
to
okay.
Get from the, yeah, so there's no problem.
If
there.
I were you, though, I don't know, get a rowboat, tie it to the stoop, just in case. Just in case. Well, stay safe.
And the boat's very secure because between the ferry boats, the lunch boats, the sightseeing boats, and the Circle Line, there are already nine lines on it.
You're safe. All right. Be careful tomorrow, and we don't want anything to happen to Disneyland. That would be a national tragedy if Disneyland got flooded. You've got more Mad Magazine memorabilia in there. I mean, this is a little virtual museum now.
It is.
Yeah.
It is. Yeah. It's we'll be safe.
Dick has been Mad's maddest writer for more than five decades. He's also our gizmo wizard, or gizwiz, joins us every week to share a gadget with us. What do you got this week?
You know, I have something fun for back to school, and I got this from the company. The PR lady called and said, are you interested in a backpack?
Are you going back to school, Dick?
One more year, Leo. This is it. This is it. That and it's not an equivalent. It's going to be a real high school diploma.
Oh, nice.
So
I'm very excited about it. Oh, yeah. I see Myra has redesigned your site.
Yes. Well, that is the site that is for people who are on phones and tablets. And today I just swapped over the URL so that it goes directly there. Yeah,
this
it looks good. Nice
this
and clean.
This is good.
Right?
And if you click the button that says the Gizwiz visits the tech guy on the right there at gizwiz.biz, you can see all the gadgets Dick mentions on the show.
And so this backpack, I said, you know, I like to do a backpack every fall. Kids are going back to school, people are traveling. But it has something different. She said, how about one that gives you a massage?
What? A massaging backpack?
She said, let me tell you
one. That's just what kids need these days.
I think you'll be... No, this is what we need.
Oh, okay.
So it has a pair of massaging pads in the shoulder.
It's hysterical.
And then it has a pair down around your waist. And it's kind of interesting because the backpack comes with a locking belt web in the front so that when you click on the massage for your lower back, the backpack is tied up against your back so that you can feel the massage.
Does it add a lot of weight to the pack?
The whole backpack is 1.75 pounds.
Oh,
so it's not
nothing.
There. And there's a little button that is off to your right, and you press it once, and it does shoulders.
You
press it a second time.
Can you feel it?
I mean, does your waist? You can. You can.
Now, can I take this on a plane, or is the battery too big?
Well, this is the deal. You're using your own battery pack.
Ah.
Okay. Now, what they recommend is a battery pack that has two ports because they also have one of those deals where the battery pack is fed through the backpack so that there is a USB port on the front of the backpack so you can plug something in without opening any of the pockets.
I get why it's not so heavy because you're responsible for the battery.
For the backpack.
Yeah.
That's exactly right. Yeah. And I have, I think it's an Anker with two USBs out. And so I plug one in, that powers the massage. I plug the other one in, and that leads up to the charging pocket at the front of one of the straps. And it's very reasonable to be priced. It's $100.
Wow.
And
does it feel like a smartphone vibrating, though? I mean, does it really? I mean, how much of a massage?
It's better. It's better than a smartphone because the pads that you push against you are about an inch and a half thick. So a smartphone is really thin. So these pads.
Can people hear it vibrating? Like,
you know,
I'm sure they could tell from the look in your eyes that something's going on. But can they?
You know, just hand me that backpack. I've sent Myra, my assistant, to get it. And
she won't take it off. She's refusing to take it off. Come on, Myra. You can't. Don't bogart that backpack.
Yeah, exactly.
Share it. Pass it around.
Exactly. Let me just click
on the battery back. Do you name it Buzzy the Vibrating Backpack?
No, I didn't. Let me see here and get my little switch.
If you want to get a link to this, by the way, it's available on Amazon, $100. Dick has it at his website.
And you know what? I don't make a penny, but it's a better buy at Best Buy.
Okay? Oh, he makes money, though, if you buy it at Amazon. So buy it at Amazon. Help a guy out here. Okay. I'd be careful, I don't know, wearing that through, a metal detector into an office building.
This is going to be ideal when you're walking around Pepcom or CES after 2 hours and you just want some relief.
I got to say that, you know what? There's times that I would definitely like a little bit of a little bit of that, yes.
A little bit of jingle, jangle
on
your on your back.
Dick DiBartolo, go to gizwiz.biz. He's a dancing fool here. He is our disco celebrity of the week. There he is in the Gizneyland dancing around with, who is that, Tina Turner you're dancing with?
That's no, it's Myra.
Myra, that's gizwiz.biz. If you're there... On the brand new, beautifully designed website, you'll notice that there is a What the Heck Is It contest. And actually, you now have a menu at the top, which is nice because you can go right there directly. What the heck is it? Or press the big button. A close-up of a gizmo or a gadget. If you can identify this correctly, you're in the drawing for an autographed copy of Mad Magazine. Actually, you're in the drawing if you can... Just be clever in your wrong answer. It's the October 2021 edition, the Sportacular edition. And Dick does a nice autograph and everything. So gizwiz.biz, click the link. I love Mad Magazine, I have to say. Click the link. See if you can identify that. While you're there, you also can find a link to Dick's podcast, gizwiz.tv, that he does every week. If you like this vibrating backpack, you'll love the podcast, full of all sorts of gizmos and gadgets. Dick, have a great week.